Attention all small biz owners. At the UPS store, you can count on us to handle your packages with care. With our certified packing experts, your packages are properly packed and protected. And with our pack and ship guarantee, when we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Because your items arrive safe or you'll be reimbursed. Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabe Morency. Sirius XM Channel 159. We're breaking it down. Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our television affiliates as well. Let's do this thing. Clemson and Iowa State off and running in the Cheez-It Bowl. And we are on the Clemson Tigers, Cam. I don't know who you ended up pulling the trigger on in this football game. I went with Clemson. I've got a teaser to the under as well that I already hit the first leg of this thing, but I'm loaded up on the Clemson Tigers to win this football game. Who you got? The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart.
It just has to be this way, doesn't it? Yeah, I'm on the Cyclones, Brancy, but I got the under as well. The Cyclones tease to the under. Maryland and the over. Good start to the day with the Terps. They absolutely decimated VTech. That was just an absolute slaughter job. But I expect a tight game here, and you saw half of the quarter's gone. And we'll see what happens with the under. Tick, 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 tick. I just like Iowa State, but Clemson was running the ball quite effectively on that drive.
It's amazing. Clemson took over 8 minutes, down the field. They settled for 3 points, but they did move the ball. They ran the ball pretty efficiently. I've been pretty prop heavy, Cam. We're going to hit some props tonight. We got a fun football game tonight. We're going to break it down. FanDuel's doing a great job with the player props for the college bowl games. And Bob Stoops is back tonight. I don't think this story is really getting enough run. But really, you know, the modern sports fan doesn't remember anything that happened, you know, longer than 2 weeks ago, Cam. So I don't think they even really kind of know who Bob Stoops is. Even the players on Oklahoma sort of said, yeah, I don't know. He's got a statue beside the stadium. And, like, you know, they kind of know who he is, but nobody knows anything anymore, Cam, right? So Bob Stoops is back. And I think he's the perfect guy just to be coaching one game for Oklahoma. This evening, a lot of steam on the Oklahoma Sooners. People are acting, and it's that narrative, isn't it? It's that narrative tonight that the Ducks are just going to roll over and get massacred tonight.
Yeah, great point, Moretzi. I liked Oklahoma too, but the more I see this line, it just keeps on climbing and climbing and climbing, and I get a little bit concerned. We'll see what Ducks team shows up. Big games, though, we've seen this team really disappoint in situations. We'll see. I got to tell you, I like Oklahoma. I like the talent of Oklahoma. I hope they play for Stoops, but this is the thing. There comes a point where I just got to look and say, I don't know. I'm not very comfortable with the line. I expect points in that game too. I know we take the under in this game, but I would expect both teams to be able to go up and down the field tonight.
Well, you figure, listen, Bob Stoops, I don't think he's going to be reckless, but at the same point in time, it's a one-off. I think he's going to be pretty aggressive in there. Yeah, you know, to have some fun. My favorite line, though, from Bob Stoops was they asked him about the Duke's mayonnaise and getting mayonnaise dumped on coaches and Cheez-It and all this other stuff. And he said, you know what, why don't you dump some tequila on me? He said, if we win, give me a tequila bath. And he goes, what are they going to do, fire me? Right? He's only there for one game, right? Venables is taking over after. He's just, you know, he's just helping him out in a spot here. But should be a fun game. The Alamo Bowl historically has been a fun football game. It's too bad, you know, as far as the Ducks are concerned. Listen, in the big picture, I never really thought much of Mario Cristobal. I thought he was in over his head.
I agree.
Yeah. I think the Duck program's too big of a program for Mario Cristobal. And this guy just keeps falling like ass backwards upwards somehow. I've never seen a guy do such a mediocre job everywhere he goes and be in demand so much. It's amazing. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabe Morenci. We're kicking the winner. Raise your hand. Cam Stewart, let's do this. Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 159. And, of course, all of our television affiliates and apps and everything else in between. We're going to be tracking the Clemson Iowa State Cheez-It Bowl. And I wouldn't mind having a bowl of Cheez-Its in front of me right now.
Yes.
Yeah, Paul Bovey's going to join us. I don't imagine Paul Bovey eats a lot of Cheez-Its.
I can't picture Paul Bovey's a big Cheez-It guy. Some kind of soy treat. Something along those lines.
Tofu bar. Kale.
Kale parlayed sandwich. With tofu.
Kale sandwich. I can't picture Paul Bovey busting out a bag of microwave popcorn watching the game.
No. I'm not even sure if he does kettle corn, Morenci, like old school. He's a pretty healthy guy. Very healthy. I don't know what's in Paul's pantry, but it's probably different.
What's in Paul's pantry? I don't want to know. Some things I don't need to know. It's like what's in Cam's bag? We don't need to know.
Yeah, that's true.
Some things we don't need to know. So the new in-game total's down to 40.5 right now in this Clemson-Iowa State game. And I talked about the under all week in this game, and I sort of got cold. I didn't get cold feet. I ended up teasing it. I teased the Maryland game to the over, Cam, and this game to the under. And so far, so good. Right? So far, so good. We were on Maryland against Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
We teased this game to the over. And how could I not bet on a running back named Fleet Davis? What a great name.
Nice name.
Tavon Fleet Davis. But I tell you what, Cam, his prop was 51.5, and he was at 42 with like 6 minutes left. And I'm like, oh, I don't know, man. And Maryland's coach was giving the ball to everybody. Like every kid on the team was like, yeah, you get a carry and you're going to get.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Got a carry, and everyone's getting carries. And I was like, come on, man. What about my boy Fleet Davis? And they gave him two more carries, Cam. Kid squeezed out like 13 yards, and I went
over. That's amazing.
Nice, clean sweep in that game. Let's keep it rolling right now with Clemson, although you and I are going head-to-head here. Going head-to-head. I knew you'd be an Iowa State guy, but they weren't even getting points.
Yeah, I got 2.5. I got it to 3. I'm a cycle. Come on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabe Morenci. We're trying to get our chat up right now, so we can see all the fine, upstanding citizens of the Sports Grid Nation. There we go. Looks like our chat is finally open. Cam was perturbed by this. Cam's like, "What chat? What? I don't know. Who?
Couldn't care less about the chat struggling. That's your thing."
Cam's like, "I don't care. Cam's like, I got enough problems. Clemson are moving the ball up and down the field.
I just want us to win bets, win money. I hate the fact we're not on the same side in this game. It's a lot more fun when we are. But
Clemson are just too glitzy and flashy.
They look good.
I can tell.
They are.
Iowa State, you want that blue collar and Clemson and Dabo and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
It's just how you I could get it if you're getting points with Iowa State, but it was just not enough points. Yeah. Not enough points. Let's see what Paul Popovich's on in this game.
Yeah, the Cadillac's beating the Pinto right now, for sure. Clemson looks a lot crisper so far in this game.
Let's bring in, let's find out what's in Paul's pantry of picks. Paul's pantry of picks. Yeah. What's up? What's up, Bobby? How you doing? How was the kale salad today for lunch?
Yeah. Let me straighten you guys out on something. Number one, I do not bite into sponges. I do not go the soy root, tofu. I'm not going through menopause right now. I eat what I want, but I put the work in every day. All I have to do is put the work in. I've been to the Little Caesars drive-thru 3 times.
That's what I tell Cam. I eat what I want, but I put the work in. I spend 2-3 hours a day in the gym.
You and your Peloton watching the game. Come on,
I'm on the Peloton. Yeah.
You have a Peloton?
I'd rather smoke. Crack than buy a Peloton.
He's got no Peloton.
$40 a month is insane. It's insane.
I know, that's the thing. I see that in the fine print. It's like thousands of dollars, and in the bottom, you don't even get anything, Cam. It's not included. So it's like you turn it on. It's like, hey, where's that chick yelling at me and stuff?
Some girl in Lululemon is telling me I'm a slob for an extra $40 a month? Yeah, I get it. Scrooge got in shape with Peloton. Not this guy. Anyway, I go for a walk up a hill. That's good enough for me. Go for a walk up a hill.
Yeah. By the way, you know, speaking of Lululemon, I just bought the stock. It's like it's like a train. It's like a train that's not even stopping at the station. Just
really lined
up out. Lululemon is a great stock. I mean, this is a great. They have them. I don't know what they do, but you walk in that store. And you're going to pay $130, $140 for yoga pants, and everybody's lining up to do it. It's amazing.
I refuse. I wouldn't step foot in a Lululemon. That's for women.
Yeah, I heard they have guys.
I know they
Lululemon,
sell men's products and stuff in there.
No, thank you. No, I'm
it's
fine.
It's interesting.
No,
I just invested in the Untuck stock, Bovey.
Oh, God.
Untuck.
Did you really?
Bovey's like, guy,
I believe you, Tim. Like, I know you don't.
You like how serious I was? Yeah, Untuck.
Untuck. I don't think that's a penny stock.
Lululemon, it's a great place to troll. It's a great place to troll. Like, if you want to work the mall.
Our
chat's a great place to troll.
Bovey's always thinking, Cam. He's hanging out at Lululemon stores to meet women. He's a genius.
That's a good point. Now, it used to be the grocery store. Now Lululemon, I guess. Yeah, 10 years behind Morenci.
Genius.
Yeah.
Hey, I told people invest in Grand Canyon University years ago as well. We got stock tips here too.
Yeah.
All right, Bobby. Did you get in on? Did you get in on this Cheez-It Bowl, Clemson and Iowa State?
I am, and again, I just want to clarify, I don't do tofu, I don't do any of that stuff, and I've had Cheez-Its before, and right now I'm underwater on the game because they took Brock Purdy over 227 passing yards. It's the only thing I took, and I just shut the computer, and he was one completion for 6 yards, so I think I'm in trouble here.
You know what? I've noticed, Paul, these quarterbacks, I looked at that number, and I wanted to go under the number. But I was like, all right, you look at what he's done. You look at their offense. They've actually lit it up. Seems like the time off hurts these teams, guys. And thanks, Mike Leach. Great job yesterday, Leach. Hey, bravo.
I loved it. Thank you.
Bravo.
Yeah, Mike. Oh, yeah.
Guy's the biggest loser coach in America, that guy. Oh, he's a great interview. He's so smart. Smart interview. Smart interview. The guy's a moron. And like you said, Cam, he stands there looking confused for 4 hours, huh?
It's unbelievable. I wish
didn't
I had
say a word to anyone.
Texas Tech on the money line.
Don't say a word to anyone. Like the old game.
No, he doesn't. He just sits there confused. You're right. And then he gives his quarterback cut eye. I get it. Will Rogers didn't play great, but coach, you're this so-called genius. Why don't you help the kid out a little bit there with some play call? Anyway, you know what? Texas Tech was there for a street fright. Mississippi State didn't even want to be in that game. That was a listless performance. Very poor.
But I was going to say, I like both quarterback passing yards under tonight as well in the Alamo game, in the Alamo Bowl. It's too much, man. It's too many. It's too many yards. Like, these guys, they're not – it's not Joe Burrow, man. Like, these offenses are clunky to begin with. Oregon, like – Oregon don't go up and down the field. Okay, it's passing yards. So, Anthony Brown tonight. Oh, it went down. I got – man, I got it. Talk about a good number. I got in at, like, 234.5. It's down to 221.5 right now.
What's
I got
rush
in on Caleb – Caleb Williams. Let me see the number I got, actually.
Brown over rushing. He's going to be running for his life tonight.
Yes, yes, I agree. Man, these numbers are really moving right now. All right, we got to click right now, guys. God, I missed. All right, Brown is 38.5, Cam, over rushing. He will be running for his life.
Over. I like the over.
Bob Stoops is going to give the ball to Kennedy Brooks a ton tonight, the running back on Oklahoma. He's going to go over the 84.5. Caleb Williams is coming down right now. Man, Anthony Brown plummeted to 231.5. Son of a. See, they're on to it. The quarterbacks aren't throwing for yards. What do you think of the – what are you going to do with the college football playoff, Bovey? With Michigan, Georgia, Alabama, Cincinnati, are you playing those games?
I obviously, the SEC's had some trouble, but I really don't think Cincinnati is going to be competitive with Alabama. I just don't. They've had too many struggles throughout the year, and I just think it's David against Goliath situation. And I do think Alabama is going to get the cover. I don't know if I'm going to play it at this point, but I don't want to sound like master of the obvious, but Alabama is just clearly a much better football team.
No four-dime play on Michigan money line. The patented Povey in 2,200 to win two dimes. Come on, Michigan.
Money line.
You know, I look under the radar for these games. I'm not looking to play these playoff games.
You're like the he hates the he Paul bets the ponies every day, Cam, but he's a real guy. Hates the Kentucky Derby. Hates it.
I don't hate it. I play the head-to-head matchups in those races. I do very well with them. But I think from a parimutuel standpoint, that's a very hard race to win. Although I did have Medina Spirit in the Derby this year, huge. So it was one of my biggest wins ever. So occasionally I will step in.
Was that the teeting horse? Wasn't that the junkie horse?
Baffer, yeah, Baffer.
Drug addict.
Drugs.
Trump was right, dude. The horse died. He's a junkie.
He's actually, you know what? I hate to say it. God rest his soul. I think he passed away.
He did, poor horse. Yeah, Baffer. Baffer drugged him to death. Come on.
Well, I don't know about that.
That was...
He's just, he died.
Well, he died, and he also did a lot of drugs. So,
yeah, a lot of horses died. It's unfortunate.
Not those type of horses. Not horses with that much money.
I know, Gabe.
All I can say is this. With respect to horse racing, a lot of trainers do try to gain an advantage. An unfair advantage.
You're saying horse racing is unscrupulous.
And Cam knows this very well. They can get away with it.
I just want to say, I think it was Trump's best line ever and his best tweet ever.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
At the time when he said that cheating Baffert and his junkie horse.
Junkie? Yeah, that's it. He said the horse didn't mean to do the drugs. He was forced to do the drugs.
Baffert's a disgrace. And that junky horse, Medina Spirit.
He called the horse was craving junkie. The drugs.
Like the horse is doing it himself.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's game time decisions. I am Gabriel Moranci. I don't know. Maybe we should close the chat after all. Cam's getting lit up here now.
Am I?
Cam's. Yeah, yeah. People are like, Cam's pro Bisco in Michigan. Says Cam's pro Bob Baffert and anti
pro Bob Baffert. Are you kidding me?
Defending.
I was telling. No, Bovey gets it. Hey, Bovey won a lot of money on that race. He's got no problem. You know what? I'm going to say, let's call it out for what it is. There's a lot of horses getting the old, you know, it's not
no,
just
I,
this
know, I know. Let's get some. I'm just stating. All right, I'll move on.
Yeah, we're going to move on.
But I'm just kidding. Yeah,
I don't know. Hey, Skull, I thought we were buddies. Now you're coming at me saying I'm not a fan of, I'm a equine lover, a horse lover.
No, same with our boy Pete in Toronto. He's calling you out, too. He goes, I can't believe Cam's a pro Bob Baffert guy.
Wow. Really? These guys are great. Yeah.
That's Cam's new nickname, Bobby C. Bobby C.
Yeah, Bob C.
Bob Baffert.
That's me. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Paul Bovey with us. What's going on in this football game?
Yeah, Iowa State is marching.
Whoa, no.
No, baby.
How many yards do I have?
Yeah, how many yards did Purdy? That's Paul.
Yeah, Purdy, he's starting to throw the ball, Paul. He's starting to figure it out.
Let's see. One thing, if you notice, guys, the college stats don't update as quickly, eh, Paul?
No,
the NFL stats.
You're right. The guy's a little bit slower.
Like NFL, it's like a cat. You're watching on TV and you see it. Oh, 6 yards.
Yeah. Yeah,
college Cam, you notice you watch. It's like two plays later.
Yeah, because
I'm
like
watching running
phone.
Back props. I'm like, come on, man, you just got 9 yards. Like, where's
right.
It's like it's 2 plays later. They add it.
Yeah, so, it's rotary.
Purdy's at 62 right now. He's at 62.
And another one. Yep.
Right,
he's getting there.
Five for five. 62 yards.
That's what I'm saying. Clemson's pass defense has not been great this year. They've been lit up a few times. So, I'm rolling.
Hey, who do you got tonight? Who do you got? Any opinion on the Duck soon? No?
I didn't play the game tonight. I have not played it.
See, that's called Don Discipline over here.
All right. So,
it's an anti-weasel non-play.
Anti-weasel, yeah. The weasels play it all, Paul. You know the drill.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So let's get into the National Football League because Paul has started to pull the trigger in the National Football League. Let's start off with the Baltimore Ravens and the Los Angeles Rams. And you and I got into it. I'm going to end up being wrong. I tell you, though, if Baltimore didn't have a million injuries, they would have won this division. All right? So I'll maintain this. I'm going to maintain it, Paul. But let's see what happens here.
What injuries? Do you think that these quarterbacks that came in for Lamar Jackson –
No.
Did any worse?
No,
any
I'm a
worse?
Big Josh Johnson guy, and I'm a big Huntley guy. No, they're
But, Paul, you did come on the show.
They're
you know
secondary.
How ravaged their secondary
was. Secondary. Look how open
that's
the Bengals true. Were last week. Guy with boys
that's right.
wide open. Like, these guys are wide open.
It's a problem.
That's
it all
right.
started in that Pittsburgh thing. Game when they went for two, and Harbaugh said, I don't have any bodies left. And it's just gone, you know what I mean? Yeah. It is what it is. Okay, but Rams, Ravens. So you're looking at the total here. Talk to us.
I played it. I mean, how do you not play this? If the Ravens couldn't cover Joe Burrow's receivers, you know, my eyes got big early in the game when Anthony Averett got hurt because he has 11 passes defended this year and Marlon Humphrey had 13. The entire team, I believe, had about 60. So that's almost half of the pass defense, if you measure it by passes defended. So I played more money on the Bengals live as soon as Anthony Averett was laid out on the field and it was obvious he wasn't going to come back in the game. Now he's questionable this week. They just have no bodies. I said last week nothing had changed from the first game against Cincinnati when Joe Burrow carved them up for 460. It only got worse, 525, 30 of 46 last week. And it's not going to be pretty this week. Even though Matthew Stafford is mistake prone, he still has weapons. Obviously, Cooper Kupp asserting himself as probably the best receiver in the league, most reliable. Best
this year he is, yep.
Yep.
Yeah, tight end, Tyler Higbee, OBJ, Van Jefferson. So I just don't see the Ravens stopping this team. I already got on the team total with the Rams at 23.5. That number, I'm sure, has disappeared. You're going to get 24.5 to 25 now. The over I played at 45. I laid a small vig because it was 45 and a half at the time. But these teams figure to go over. The Rams figure to score 30 by themselves. How do you play with this Baltimore pass defense, which earlier in the year at full strength was lit up by Carson Wentz for over 400? They're just not good.
It's 24 and a half now. You're right. You got that number, and that's that key number of 23 and a half to 24 and a half. Nobody ever really scores 25 points, guys. So 24 and a half sort of becomes 27 now almost. It's one of those weird deals when you play team totals. So it's 24 and a half now, the Rams team total. And I know you looked at another team total and a team, as you can see, we're Detroit Lions supporters here. Right, we support the Lions. We're a Michigan pro. We're a pro Michigan program. We got to go do a show, a bunch of shows out of Michigan. They've got it all. They got sports books. They've got clinics, and they've got the Michigan Wolverines, and they got the Detroit Lions, an up and coming Detroit Lion team. I'm telling you, 2 years from now, this team wins the division. Not this year, but next year, I'm putting like $10,000. Lions win a division in 2 years, but 10-5 against the spread. Taking on Sammy Seahawk, Cam Seahawks. I tell you, looks like another cover coming up for the Lions this week. Looks like another cover. They're playing hard down the stretch.
I want to know what the coach was thinking, Dan Campbell was thinking, when he kicked that field goal at 20-13, fourth down from the 8-yard line with a shade over 2 minutes to go. Because yes. I'm convinced that Dan Campbell took the points. I laid Atlanta. Thankfully, when they took a 7-point lead, I did
Dan
take
Campbell's
some back.
Dan Campbell's thinking about the hardworking people of Detroit that took the Lions plus the points. That's what he's doing.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it. I tried to wrap my arms around the decision. You know, here he is, the riverboat gambler, the last three games, and he goes and kicks a field goal.
Do you think he purposely did it?
Gabe, if you look
you
at
think
the track
they play
year,
hard,
yes.
Cam,
yes.
It's been a couple
yes.
of times, Cam.
Yes.
Where Campbell's got goofy at the end, and it's like, bro, come on. What are you
but
doing
Paul's
here?
Paul's right. He has
and
never
they play
done
hard,
that all
do
year.
They think, I know. Do
he
you
has
think
never
that
done
even
that.
Spielman said, all right, listen, let's play hard, let's get better, but at the end of the game, don't worry about it, right? Because we'd rather get Aiden Hutchinson out of Michigan, second overall. I don't know. It's been a couple of times, but they're covering spreads.
We've watched every Lions game this year. This guy's going for fourth down all the time throughout the year, and then one time he just has a change of heart. be conservative with that much time left. Paul's right.
They
like
covered.
We talked about it on the show with We talked about it on the show. It was a really weird decision, but I got to tell you guys something.
No, but he is Dan Campbell. He's not exactly a rocket scientist.
He's done the complete opposite all year. It was really out of his character. I'm just going to say, if you're the sports book and Seattle's that bad, why do you make that line that line? That line should be like 4.5. I'm just telling you, it's Seattle's last game at home. Russell Wilson, bye-bye Pete Carroll. I'm going to tell you something. If Seattle's going to bring it, it's going to be this week, but it's hard to bet this team.
I hear what you're saying. I think Pete Carroll's coming back, though, Cam. He ain't going anywhere. I don't know about Wilson.
He's gone.
You're playing the team total of the Lions, Paul?
I did, and I play sides. I play what I like, but I also play numbers, and the number at 16.5 was very favorable because I made the number 17.5, and that is a key number. It's just like the 24. It's a key number at 17.
Yeah, 17 is not a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so all I need is two touchdowns and a field goal against a defense that has not been playing particularly well all year. And who definitely has lost some players. So I just feel – and Detroit's not quitting. They're not quitting. And Tim Boyle, whatever you want to say, he played admirably well last week. I was impressed. I'm not saying he's a great quarterback, but he was very serviceable last week. And I think if Goff plays, obviously they'll be much better. And they haven't thrown in the towel. Swift, they get back. So all things point to over 16.5 here.
There was a great video on Twitter. I retweeted. I think it was the Pick Six podcast that did it, but it was great, Cam and Paul. They went into the MetLife parking lot before the Jags-Jets game, and they went up to people, like, tailgating, yes. And they were like, why are you here? Like,
why are you here?
Like, really? Like, what? Like, right? The answers were the best. Guys, like, I got nothing to do. It's a bunch of fans of other teams. I got free tickets. I hate my life. I hate myself. It was great stuff. But this week, the Jets get the Buccaneers. So, in other words, it's going to be like 48,000 Brady fans there, right?
Yeah.
So, you're looking at the over of this game. You think this is a track meet here, Paul? Are the Bucs just going to lay a beat down on the Jets?
I don't think it's a track meet, but I think the Bucs have gotten to the point where, A, they're coasting. Tom Brady always wants to make a statement in New York. Giselle has some connections there. So everybody wants to perform well in New York. And Tampa Bay is just being hit with too many injuries. They've lost JPP, Lavonte David, Dean Winfield, Shaquille Barrett is now out this week, who has 10 sacks, 51 tackles, and it's getting to the point where the defense is really going to be on their heels, and the Jets will get some points. 45's too easy.
Follow Paul Bovey on Twitter, at Paul Bovey, nice and simple. Happy New Year, Paul. Always a pleasure. Thanks for...
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Taking the time to be with us and sharing your picks with us.
Happy New Year, guys. Take care.
You too.
Stay off the kale.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's game time decisions. I am Gabe Morenci. We're kicking it. Raging redhead Cam Stewart. This bowl game has really slowed down. Clemson's offense has sort of hit a wall here right now. They've done this a couple of times this year where they look sharp early and you think, oh, they look good. And that's it. I don't know. Maybe it was just that scripted first drive. But Iowa State are in this game. It's a 3-3 battle right now. Extremely low scoring contest. We've got a tease to the under. And I'll tell you what. FanDuel doesn't like what they see, Cam, because they've locked this thing. And it's been locked for a couple of minutes, actually.
Interesting. Yeah, no, Iowa State, the last drive, they've looked better. Their defense has gotten sharp. I don't know what's going on. I think they just went to commercial break. So what, they open it up?
Yeah, no, it. I thought I saw it pop, and it didn't. No, it's been locked for a couple of moments now. Weird. All right, let's check in with some other stuff. We've got games coming up here at 7 o'clock. We'll get into the Alamo Bowl a little bit later on again. We got the Ducks. I got a bunch of props for this game. We've got the Ducks and the Sooners. I know you got to be a little bit careful with this game, with the Sooners this and Sooners that. Sooners are good, but so are the Ducks. The Ducks have good players.
You know what,
Kayvon Thibodeau's not there, but they still have a bunch of like four-star recruits and stuff.
I think you're making sense. And, you know, you like Oklahoma all week. I'm starting to get a little bit gun-shy here. You know, it's I don't know.
This feels like the Mississippi State game yesterday.
Yes, it
does. Right? It's like,
I'm getting that same chill.
Going to show up and go, what? You think because Kayvon Thibodeau's not here? They're like you know, honestly, what? That's the thing, Cam. I want to stress this. Nobody left the Ducks, right? They didn't lose anybody. Their top player, Kayvon Thibodeau, he's arguably the top pick in the draft, a defensive lineman. He's not there. He didn't play in like three or four games already this year.
Already, yeah.
He played. Like he was out. He was already. Oh, I'm a little hurt. I'm not playing. Like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
He's been tiptoeing through the year all year, anyways. Their quarterbacks are there. Their running backs are there. Like, they lost Cristobal, but Cam, Cristobal's an idiot, anyways. Like, I'm thinking about that. I'm like, well, I don't know. It's not like they've really lost. So what? Cristobal's not there. Who's Mario Cristobal? It's not like he's a genius coach or something. They are in between coaches. They got an intern coach because the Georgia DC is the new coach. So he's the Georgia guy. He's taking over.
Yeah, Lanning.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
I know. But the more I'm thinking about this game, I'm getting that exact same chill. I'm starting to feel that too. Like Oregon, like they might lose this game, but asking them like Oklahoma to cover by more than 7 points, I think is a little bit rich. Oregon can probably do what they want. Like, both teams, I think, offensively.
They're very evenly matched teams, Cam, as far as talent-wise.
This line's out of whack. What would you make this line? Oklahoma 3.5?
Yeah, three. Oklahoma minus three.
Three, exactly. It's 7. So now we're basically talking
ourselves. I like the fact it's in Texas, Cam. I think it's a little advantage. Because I think Duck fan, and they're not going to be as excited to be flying. And they're not flying to Texas as much for this.
No.
Oklahoma fan don't need to fly. They can just drive. Sooner Lease is there. Like, it's, I mean, it's
is she going
it's
to the
right
game?
There. Yeah, yeah, she's there, yeah.
Good for her.
She was like underwhelmed with the Alamo last night. She was in our chat.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I've heard that from a lot of people. Like, it's a historic land site, but it's just kind of like, hey, you know, no, it happens. We've all been underwhelmed before.
It's like me when I went to, I was underwhelmed when I went to a Disneyland for the first time.
Yeah, Disneyland, yeah.
Well, I saw the Magic Kingdom camera. I was like, this is it? I was like, it's like 14 feet high. Like, in real life. Like, the new one in Orlando, I've never been there. That one's like massive and stuff. No, but the one in L.A., Cam, yeah, the real one. I went there. I was like, wow, really? I was like, kind of looks bigger on TV, man. Like, I said, you guys.
It's like not very far. I was like,
man, they do a good job of, like, marketing it. Like, it looks like it's this massive, like, you're like, oh, and then you get there. It's like, I nearly hit my head on the roof. I'm like, well, I got to duck in here.
You're a tall guy. No, I went to Knott's Berry Farm. They got, like, a brochure. Hey, rides and whatever. Yeah, I'm sitting there, like, panning for gold. How much did I get? $1.26. Oh, that's a lot of gold. Anyway, I'm starting to think about taking the Oregon Ducks.
I mean, scared. We got time. Okay, so here's a shout out to our boy Foster. I don't know if he's laying the points here. So, Cam, we got William and Mary in action tonight. The Tribe, basketball coming up at 7:00 Eastern. So let me ask you, they are the only team in America that haven't covered a point spread once.
Okay.
They are 0-11 against the spread on the season. But they're getting 15.5 now. So let me double check that it's 15.5. But the thing is, it's not like, oh, they're getting 15. Bro, they get murdered often. Like, they've lost by 22. They've lost by 24. Like, they've been in a couple of games. They got smoked by Valpo, who were kind of not very good, right? Yeah. Valpo murdered them the other day. But this is the interesting synergy here. Remember, Monmouth were 12-0 against the spread.
Yes.
And Hofstra beat them outright. Hofstra beat him outright. So I'm just thinking, I'm like, wow. So Hofstra knocked off Monmouth, who was the only perfect team. Are they going to allow now William and Mary to be like the only winless team get a cover here? I don't think so. I think Hofstra are going to murder him, Cam.
You want to lay
16? I'm laying 15. Yes. Yes. Bro, they
I wouldn't advise that.
What Hofstra?
Yeah, one team, eventually a team is good. You can't go throughout the whole season without them covering. Eventually these guys are going to cover. I don't care if they're dog crap.
Yes, but not tonight.
So why, like, thing is, I haven't been playing the streak, so it's not like I could just keep on riding it, riding it, riding it, riding it, like the roulette.
Nah.
You think Hofstra's going to go in there and win by 16 plus?
Yes.
That's a bold statement.
Why overthink this? We have Hofstra, who are 8-3 against the spread on the season.
Yes.
7-4 to the over.
Okay.
Against a team that is 1-12 straight up and 0-11 against the spread.
That's horrible.
Cam, the only game William and Mary won was against the made up school, Mary Baldwin.
Oh, yeah. Mary Baldwin. That's not even real. She's a character.
Mary Baldwin universe. Who's that? Is that like a cartoon? Mary Booth
Mary
or something?
Baldwin. It's like Mary Poppins sidekick. Yeah, Mary Baldwin.
Yeah, Mary Baldwin said. University.
I'm going to be honest with you, Marenzi.
Okay, let me tell you, Cam.
I think touching this Hofstra, game is like putting your hand on the oven. Like, it's
no, I think I not like touching this game is negligent. And, like, you should be sued.
I think touching this game is negligent.
Negligent.
You're kidding me. Yeah.
Negligence. Yeah, okay. No, anyway, it's negligent.
I'm not laying. If anybody
calls themselves a sports bettor, then you're betting this game tonight.
Yeah.
So let me just tell you. Hofstra beat Arkansas 89-81.
See, that's impressive.
Mom is 77-71.
That's very impressive.
I think this might be the most impressive one, Cam. John Jay University. They beat John Jay University 102-51. They did lose to Stony Brook for whatever reason. Stony Brook messed them up.
That makes no sense.
They beat Bucknell.
Yeah.
No, but they beat Bucknell. They beat Princeton. They beat Detroit. They went to Maryland, Cam, and lost 69-67. Hofstra are a good team. They beat Arkansas on a neutral court 2 games ago. Wasn't like, oh, yeah. They caught them off guard. No, it was December the 18th in a neutral court. They beat them 89-81. They beat Monmouth. They lost by 2 at Maryland. They beat Bucknell by 19, Cam.
It's very impressive, like actually.
They beat Princeton, right? They beat Princeton by 4. They're going to smoke William & Mary tonight. Lay the points, everybody. Lay the 15.5. Put 1,500 on it, minus 15.5 points, $1,500. Big play. No, I'm kidding. Take a 0 off. Put 15 on it if you want. Put 150. Put 5. But I'm taking Hofstra.
I might bet $15 on this game. There won't be another 0. I can tell you that. This game sucks.
That's our new thing. We should bet whatever the point spread is. So the point spread, yeah, Cam, is 15.5.
Yeah.
It's 150 and 0.5.
Yeah, or I could say in a game that I don't want to bet $15.50, yes. Please.
Yeah, point spread's 8, so Cam's betting $8.
Exactly.
It's like when me and my buddies play Monopoly with real money. Yeah. We were like, well, what's the denominations? We're like, how's this going to work? We're like, $100 is a buck. But it adds up. $100 a dollar. You land on a bunch of hotels, and your buddy tells you, yeah, you owe me $72. It's not funny.
Yeah, that's why he flipped. Like that's why the Monopoly, board, that's why the board got flipped. Right? Anyway, you know what, Morenci, you're probably right. I'm just going to say this. Like, it's just so hard in today's world with spreads and the way books adjust to people riding those trends that you're probably going to get value with the team, and you know that, and I know that. But anyway,
there's real games. You got Seton Hall and Providence.
I'm betting on there was another game that I was looking at, too. Who do you like in that
SEC,
game?
LSU at Auburn.
You know what? Georgia might be in trouble tonight against Gardner-Webb. I was looking at maybe Providence. You know, Seton Hall's good.
So Cam goes on a diatribe but not betting on a Hofstra William & Mary.
I haven't bet the game yet. Just saying.
Comes back at us with Gardner-Webb.
Yeah, I was looking at Providence, too. You're right. I even though Seton Hall's been very good to me. Maritzi, I'm betting a horrible hockey game tonight too, so I'm not going to give you a speech.
I liked Alabama later. All right, yeah. So just for the record, so college basketball coming up here at 7:00. That's the game I like. I'm not kidding. That's the game I like the most. I don't know, man. The SEC game's a toss up. With LSU, you know what? Let's take LSU plus the points. They're getting 4.5 now. What are we getting here?
The kicker just missed for Iowa State. So it's 3-3 still.
Look how orange that girl is, that Clemson fan.
Yeah, she's orange. She's
orange. Like, hey, baby, like, stay away from the tanning salon. It's a little much.
That's the thing. It's like my dad's buddy. He ate so many carrots, he turned orange. It happens. Like, people can get you too much suntan machine, you can turn orange. Beta carotene.
Like that lady was orange. The first thing I noticed, I was like,
she was
orange.
Straight up like she's eating a bag of carrots a day and going to hit the suntan machine.
Like she was oranger than the Clemson gear was type of deal. Yeah. Like
Clemson is a orange. Real shade of orange, Morenci. That's a very, very powerful orange. Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, she was like
Did you see her, Parker? I don't want to call her out, but. No, she was pretty too. She was attractive.
Yeah, she was.
That's why I noticed her. I'm like, oh, look at the blue. Like, no, I know.
But she's orange.
But then I'm like, man, you're orange. I was like, come on, like you're a little.
I'm pretty.
No,
red,
but it
though.
Was almost like that. Remember that lady that got too carried away?
She turned. Like, it's honestly a true story. Like, there's people like they start doing carrots in the blender and they turn orange. Like, it's very dangerous. People don't understand that. You got to be careful.
Yeah, it's like coaches that look like mascots and humans that look like their dogs.
Exactly. I saw another human that looked like a dog today too. Like it's uncanny. It's so
there's a lady. There's a lady in my condo. Her and her dog. They walk the same way. They stand the same way. Yeah. They don't talk. It's a Chinese lady. She's very very polite. Hello. And she stands there. Her dog doesn't sit. The dog sits everything is like
they imitate each other.
They are one and the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one and the same.
It's crazy.
And there's another girl in my condo that's kind of kind of crazier. And same thing. Her dog is jumping up and down all over the place, running around. Right. It's true. Like people, they mirror. All right. Come on, Clemson. All right. I wanted to get to the odds boost. What's the NHL odds boost tonight? And a freaking one last night, Cam. Kings. And I want to say another thing. I want to ask you,
Kings
and Knights.
Yeah, everything went over.
The FanDuel odds boost won last night.
Yes. Yeah, it did win last night.
And I question the Kings. Tonight it's the Devils, Capitals, and Panthers all to win.
Last night it was a track meet.
High scoring games tonight, Cam. You think it happens again?
I think Gabe will explain this after the break when we got a lot of time to break it down. You played hockey. I think it takes three games for these guys to get back into shape, and it's really bad for the goaltenders and defense.
Yeah, the offense is ahead of the defense. That's the thing.
Yes, big time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, here comes a long field goal attempt.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, boy. Wow.
He made it?
Wow. That was very impressive. Very impressive. How long was that?
Yeah, it looks pretty long.
Bro, like, watch that kick, Cam. Like, NFL, look at this. Like, yeah, not even perfect. A doubt. Like, boom,
no,
right
no,
down
was
the
dead
middle.
Center,
boom.
Too. Like, yeah. I mean, no, like, just... That was absolutely smoked. Shipley?
Yeah, it's like...
No, who's their kicker? Oh, yeah, their kicker, Potter. Yeah, that guy's good. He's a good
kicker. That was NFL caliber. That was like no hesitation, went up, boom, went right down the middle.
And I noticed there's a lot of chicks in Clemson there. There's a lot of people that are orange today. Yeah, it's, you said it, Moretti, a lot of orange. What the hell are these guys doing? Like, yeah.
Yeah, you know what, though, Cam?
Beta carotene.
If we were at the game and we walked past them, we'd be going, God, these people are orange. They'd be looking at us and it'd be like, God, those guys are unhealthy and pale looking.
Yeah, or that guy with the red hair.
Those girls would be ripping
us. Have a heart attack.
Yeah, the girl would look over and be like, look at the pale bald guy and his buddy there. Oh,
pink
God,
red guy. God, those guys. Pale baldy. And
you and I'd be sweating like bastards there too right now. We'd be sitting there all hot.
You're so right. You're so right. They're like looking at us like we're weirdos. I'm purple. You're white. It's like, look at these idiots. Anyway, that was an amazing kick. I got to give that guy credit. That was
What's coming up? NHL. Okay, so I got to get the picks in here. So, yeah, I'm doing the basketball pick here. I'm taking Hofstra minus the points. Hofstra minus the points and LSU plus the points.
By the way, I got a note from Foster. He says take Hofstra first half. He likes the first half in that game more than the game itself. That's what he was telling me, former Hofstra guy. I'm going to tell you this, Morenci, in hockey, I just did a little bit of research too. Talked to Blessing, Buffalo, Alex Tuck, the former Vegas Golden Knight, makes a Sabres debut tonight. Krebs, one of the top prospects. Buffalo called up a lot of, like, good prospects tonight against New Jersey on the Buffalo Sabres tonight. Also, Nashville and the Rangers. I think the Dogs early in hockey, all of them, I think they go 2-1, but Buffalo is my favorite play.
All right, NBA, we have time to get the NBA props. We got two games coming up. Knicks and Pistons. I don't really like anything there, but I got some props on the Hornets Pacers coming up.
Now you can get the winning edge wherever you want with the SportsGrid mobile app.
Even a PTA meeting.
Your wife may or may not approve.